This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. The 2024 Kansas Garden Hour started the year with information on floral design. From a master floral design program for flower consumers to a demonstration on how to arrange flowers from the grocery store. The webinar was presented by K-State Research and Extension Floral Design Specialist Irina Sheshakova. She admits that it's hard to fit everything into a one-hour webinar.
I was slightly concerned about this because it's not possible to teach a floral design in 45 minutes. So the plan is to go over some slides regarding the floral design and why we're doing this. And the end of it would be a presentation on how to make a specific floral design. So what is a floral design? That is a professional description of it. Floral design is the art of using flowers and other materials and creating pleasing, balanced composition. And just remember, for sure, flowers are beautiful, they're playful and romantic, but they have a deeper meaning and purpose in our life. We use flowers for just any occasions. Valentine's Day is coming up in a month. It's going to be pretty crazy everywhere, especially in floral shops. We're using flowers for weddings, for birthday, for anniversaries, for sad occasions, such as funerals. But still, we are looking for that gift as a gift of flowers. And studies have shown that having fresh flowers nearby can help boost creativity and enthusiasm and actually reduce stress and anxiety. Since we're talking about floral design, I thought maybe it would be a good idea to introduce your master floral design program for floral consumers. This master floral design program, it's new and it's kind of similar to master programs in extension. But this one has a focus purely on floral design. We are collaborating with Mississippi State University because they have an established floral design program. It has three phases. The first phase is 100% online learning. Second phase is 100% learning in person, meaning hands-on activities. And phase number three consists of volunteering. Phase number one, it's a theory. It has 14 weeks in a course. And technically, that will follow the length of a normal college course. And it has 53 videos, more than 18 hours of learning. And of course, you learn how to work with flowers, post-harvest care, so preparation flowers for designing, mechanics, tools, designing principles and elements, history of floral design. So all of those necessary elements we need to know before we start designing. The phase number two, it is a phase when you come per se here and learn in person how to design. So that's going to be 4 days of hands-on practice. You don't have to bring anything because all tools, flowers, containers, necessary accessories will be included in the fee. So that's going to be all designing. And phase number three, it's a volunteering. If anyone would like to get a certification, so you actually need to gain 20 hours for volunteering, nonprofit volunteering. Technically, if you help designing in community spaces or in churches or nurseries, nursing homes, some garden clubs, or you can teach somebody how to design or help assist extension program. So definitely there are plenty of possibilities how to gain those 20 hours of volunteering.
That's K-State Research and Extension Floral Design Specialist Irina Sheshakova with information on floral design. To view the webinar, search for Kansas Garden Hour. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.